Okay, so we're on Tesomet Aleph, getting to Tesomet Beis, to Yudomet Aleph. So, the Gemara had told us, that there was a din of Demai, that since they were Choshish, that there's a Haloche, that you have to take off Trumas or Maisers. All we spoke out yesterday, all the Haloches. But still, on these bakers, who are the Nachtoimim, they were Mekel. And then the Gemara told us, Lo Yitrechuhu Rabbonon, because on Maiser Oni and Maiser Rishoin, since they're not Tevel, they're not also to eat. There's just a Choyve to give over that Maiser, Trumas Maiser and the Maiser Oni. So then therefore, you're allowed to keep it, because the Halacha would be, so therefore you have to give it out. And right, so Tosfos speaks about it. Why only Nachtoimim? That should be the din by all people. They shouldn't have to. They should be able to say Hamoitzi Mechaveroi Olav Haraya. So Tosfos Divrei Maschil Maaser Rishon talks about it. It's a very interesting halacha, because Einachanami on the Mominis Shaboi, it's Hamoitzi Mechaver Olav Haraya. But over here, there's also a din of a mitzvah of Momen Aniyim, which is a whole big tumult in by different halachas, by tzedakah. If someone makes a neder l'tzedakah, and then there's a sofik about it, do you say sofik d'oraisa? It seems to be a friction here. Sofik d'oraisa to give it. There's a mitzvah to give it to the kohen. So there's a mitzvah to give the tzedakah once you made a neder for tzedakah. So then the halacha is sofik d'oraisa is l'chumra. At the same time, in Hilchas Mominis, it's paskening for me. So which one do you go? Well, the Ran by Hilchas Tzedakah. Let's say he has no tefillah, but I have a mitzvah.
Right.
So my mitzvah should be Safik Doraisa Lechumre. So how could the Gemara say on this din, and it seems clear in the Rishonim and Mesechtos Nedarim, that a Safik Tzedakah is the halacha, that you don't say Amoitz Mechavel Rai, you're Mechuyiv to give it. So therefore, why over here would that not be? So maybe you have to make some sort of, the Achroinim make some sort of a chiluk between by Tzedakah, where there's a Bal Yachel. So there's also a Lav. So then you say, Sofik Doraisa Lechumra. Over here, it's not a Lav, it's a mitzvah. So since it's a mitzvah, so therefore the halacha would be that you do say, Hamoitzei Mechaveroi, Olav Lohavi Raya, and therefore would be that din. The Shagasarian Vurasari asks another Kshaila. If you're paskening, it's Hamoitzei Mechaveroi, Olav Raya. So therefore, you're paskening, it's yours. The halacha is, let's say somebody, before he gives it to the Levi, and he takes off his Trumas Meiser before he does it. L'chaira, the Trumas Meiser is the job of the Levi to give. So over here, if we're saying it's not chala, it's not yet given, so then it shouldn't be able to be a Trumas Meiser. So that could be tied to the whole shaila of what is the concept of Amoitz Mechal Varaya. Is it B'tayrus Vaday or B'tayrus Safik? But the Gemara came to the point of the Prahadrin Porsi. That's at the end of the Gemara, six or seven lines from the top. My Prahadrin, they used to make them pay for the Maiser Sheni. Porsi is the Pekudei HaMelech, the Shoitrim, the police officers. So therefore, those Shoitrim have to pay. So the Gemara Navaiti. Now we were talking about earlier, that in the Bayis Migdosh Sheni, there were Kohanim who used to pay, and then their lives were put at risk. And it was almost like a gevaldik and mesivus nefesh. I don't know exactly what it was to do it. Omar Rabba Bar Barchano, Omar Rabbi Yechanan. There's a posik in Mishle. My diksiv yiras Hashem, toisif yomim ushnois rishoim tiktzorno. So the posik says, yiras Hashem, toisif yomim. You get extra years. Ushnois rishoim tiktzorno. They get cut short. Yiras Hashem toisif yomim, Ze Mikdosh Rishoin. It's going on the Kahanim Gedolim. So it's going, Mikdosh Rishoin is the Kohanim. So Memelo, right? Right. Even though it's a tricky words of the Gemara. Mikdash Rishon, it's going on the Mikdash Rishon. Pashtus of the Gemara says, it's not going on the Mikdash Rishon. It's going on the Kahanim that were working, were doing their Avodah in the Mikdash Rishon. The Sfasemes right here, it's almost a Chassidish uncharacteristic that in Sfasemes on Shas. He says, the Mikdash Rishon had the power to give chayis. It had a power. If you did right, you got from the Mikdash. It was derivative of the Mikdash. Maybe almost as if like your life took on a different perspective, not about yourself. So Mikdash Rishon she'omad arba me'ayis v'yesur shonim. 410 years. V'lo yishim shuboy elo shmoine osur koyhanim gidoyle. Right. So a big tumult already in the Mefarshim, how to get to this, right? So we're going to take a look at Tesis. But like Shim Shaboy Ela Yudches Kahanim is a whole tumult how to make the calculation of the Yudches. So, so what does it be? If you do 410 divided by 18, I don't know my calculator, so it's around 30. 30 would be, how much do we say? So it would be around 30 and do 40, it would be 540. So it's around 25 or something. 25 would be 218. So it has to be around 25. You want to do it 410 divided by 18. Equals. So divided by 18 will be
22.77.
I was close, yeah. 22. So that means approximately 22 years per Kohen Gadol.
Okay.
That's nice. Ushnoisri, we'll get to that back in a second. Ushnoisri shoim tiktorno zemigdashani, do again the calculation, that stood 420 years divided by 300. That's alone. Right, would be 1.5 years. 420 divided by 300. 420 divided by 300 is 1.4. Is that right? 1.5. So now, not only was it so bad, Tzei Mehem Arboim Shana 40 Shemunat Sadi. 80 Yechanan Kohen Gadol, so that's 40 to 80 is 120. Eser is 130 of Yom Papi. And Ba'amrile, 130 plus 141. So if you do 420 minus 131, then divided by 300, it's mamish like less than a year. Yeah. So nim so mikan ve'elech tzeva shachoy kol echod ve'echod lechoy tzishnazay. I wish they didn't think about it. So that's it. The diktaiva. Right. Whole tumul who this Yechon and Kohen Gadol was. Right. So therefore, it's a big tumult also in the Mefarshim. What was the taina on them?
Maybe.
That they paid for it, or they did something wrong? Is the mere fact that they paid itself the problem, or there was something else that was going on? That was not good. That's one of the things that the Mefarshim So it's an interesting. So everyone asks the question. I mean, Ketzat Siknu Atzmam Kishayod Baatzmam Shenim Ruyim Eich Yitnu Dam Lavi Atzmam Lamisa. It sounds like a paradox. Why would they do that? So the some Mefarshim say that they really want Tzedukim, and then they would take one. Now you have to say like this. They knew that it wasn't Leratzen, but they still they had this. It could be they didn't hold of V'chai Bohem V'loi Shiyamus Bohem. So you could say Tzedukim. So really these Kahanim Gedalim were Tzedukim. And Tzedukim wanted to do the avodah their way. They're being mois and efesh. They knew that they're going to die, but they didn't have the drosha of the v'chai bohem, so they held they could be mois and efesh. You have to always say the cheshbonis for the Tzedukim. That would be the cheshbon of the Gemara. Now zog the Gemara. Omer Reb Yechron ben Tursa, mipnei ma chorva shiloh. Now what is shiloh? If the Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, first they put up the Mishkan in Gilgal, right? That was for 14 years. Afterwards they came to Shiloh, and they bought up there, they built a real Bayis Shel Avonim, and they made it like a semi-Mishkan, a hybrid of a Mishkan and a Bayis. And they were there, unbelievably, for 369 years. And when Eli HaKoyen died, then it was Charev. They went Pinoiv, they built a Migdosh, and when Shmuel died, it became Charev. Then they came to Givoyim, and they were there both together around 57 years. And then they came to the... So now, really the Lashon Churban in Shiloh is not a true Lashon. It goes on the Melchemes Plishtim. There never was a Churban in Shiloh, but it stopped. That's what think now. Zog the Gemara, but the Gemara goes my charva shilo. Zog the Gemara mipnei. Right. Right. Okay. There's a whole tumult we'll have to see about. Right. Tais Yishana mentions who this Reb Yochanan ben Tursa was. In the Tosfos Yeshonim, he has a little bit of an arichus. Yochanan ben Tursa arichus. Bepsikta mefarish and isgayer al yedei pora. Achshom kosev Reb Yehuda ben Tursa. Now, what is that? It's a very mystical Tosfos Yeshonim. Who was this Tursa? Because he sold his par. Someone sold a pora lagoy, and he used to do it each day. When Shabbos, it didn't want to, and the pora didn't want to. To work. So the guy said, Ani manich achad izgala malachbos. He said, say in his ear that you're sold and it's a real kinyan and therefore you can do what you want and you don't have to worry about working.
How when Shiloh exists 318 years if that Gilui arise?
Oh, let's see now what the case. It's not Gilui arise. So why did Reb Nesha hoyu boshnei dvarim Gilui arois u'bezoyin kotchen. So the Gemara, what was this Gilui arois? It was Gilui arois. So the Gemara, Gilui arois, diksiv in Shmuel, that Eli HaKoyen, right? So who was Eli HaKoyen's sons? Chofni and Pinchas. And they didn't, right? So Chor v'Shiloh, but what happened? The Eli Zokein Mo'oid, he got old. Zokter, right? So Zokter, V'Shoma Eis Kol Asher Yasun Bonov L'Chol Yisroel. That they used to, as we'll see exactly what that means. Pesach shel yishkevun es hanoshim hatzoivos, who come, Pesach oil moed. Sounds like a really drastic, terrible thing of this situation. Pesach oil moed. So that sounds like there was real Gila Royce. Zokti Imara. Afagaf Tom Reb Shmuel Ban Nachmeni. Omer Reb Yecha. Koloim Ebnei Eli Chotu. Eino Yelo Toye. So there wasn't the Chet of Gila Royce. Aye. What are we saying? The Gila Royce. Elo Mi Toich. Shesho Es Kinehem. Milo lovakosuv kilu shachva. That means women would come. A yoldas has to bring a korban of a kan kinim, so they would make them wait. Now zok Rashi, the top Rashi on Amid Beis. Shohayu mevius bimlois yemei leidoson litor lechol bekotchim. Vehem hoyu bale geiva, vohayu misrashlim bakravosam. V'hanoshim mamtinu shom ad sheyakrivon, u'mishtoyos milachzer l'mekoymon etzel baleihem, u'mevatlin es hanoshim epiri v'yirivya. So that somehow was a cause of Gila Royce. Yeah. Now there's a lot of different things are happening here. Kosov was Kari Belarus. A big tumult about it. But this shows, like, you know, maybe Tzadikim is Gerut HaZayir. It's interesting. Here Rashi says, Bale Geus. They were Bale Geus. Now, if you look at the Tois. The Rashi is from Masechet Shabbos, that's in the Levutei Rashi. But, because there's a famous Gemara, an interesting Gemara in Masechet Brachos, that the Gemara says that Eli Ubanov held that Zor is not, Shechita is not Kshera B'Zor. They didn't let Yisraelim do the Shechita on the Karbonos. And Shmuel was there. And Shmuel was there because his mother had dropped him off in the Mishkan Shila. He was a boy. And he said, it's not true. There's a Pasuk that the Pasuk says, Shechit is Ksher B'Zor, Pasuk in Vayikra. So Eli said to him, to protect his sons, he said to them, Yemoir Alocha B'Fnei Rabbo Yechayv Misa. So he was going to do Shmuel, even though you're right, but Yemoir Alocha B'Fnei Rabbo. So she came running, Chana, and Eli said to her, you'll have another child. She said, Anar Hazeh Hispalolti. This is the Oiskebetana, this is the one I want. And it's Anar Hazeh Hispalolti. So the Malbim over there in Shmuel tells us that what was the Shakavataya? Because there was a big Yisod. When Eli and his sons held, every Yid needs a conduit. He needs someone to be his Rebbe, to be Mispal. So you bring a carbon, it has to be Kulay to Kahanim doing the Avodah. It's not about you. You give it over and we're Mispal. Chana originally, when she came, she was davening quietly. Because when you daven quietly, Tosfos says in a few places, that you're davening between you and Hashem. When you're davening to Malachim, sometimes you say, you're davening it louder, you're davening louder, it's almost a malachim. Hashem doesn't need to screaming. But, so she davened louder. So she said, no, I'm davening. She was of the opinion always that you daven straight to Hashem. You don't need the daily HaKoyin. So the same thing, that's what Shmuel's midah. So Shmuel said, so she said, al anar hazeh hispalolti, my tefillas were poil. So it's a riot that what he's saying, that Shechita's Kshera B'Zohar is true. So now, I'm just, there's a whole arichas about this in the Malbim. I said, that's the pshat, hoyu bale geyos. It doesn't only mean they were bale geyos in the, I'm saying achsidish pshat. It wasn't bale geyos. They believed that through them, the tefillahs go up. So therefore, the tefillahs will go up through them. There was a guy with the kedusha. They thought through them. The truth is, it's not. Each person has his kesher, his betochen, his connection to the Eibishter, and that's what this gaze. That's what this maybe this gaze is about.
Okay, this means that you can daven straight to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's the gaze.
No, they had the gaze. The Eli had the gaze.
Oh, the
Eli's. Eli's sons were going gaze. Heim hoyu bale gaze.
But we said the Eli's sons were the ones that said that we should go through an intermediary.
Right. So they were the intermediary.
Oh, they were the intermediary.
So maybe they were the bale gaze.
Oh.
So I thought maybe you could even put on it a little achsidish pshat. Why they were lazy? What was it? The pshat is there. Sometimes you have to create a bittel. If I do it right away when you bring it to me, so then the pshat is I'm doing it for you. It's like a service, a utility. You have to create a bittel. You know, like by Rebbes, they make you wait till you meet them. You can't just walk through the door and come in. The pshat is you need a little bit of a bikush, a bittel. So that was the hoyu misrashlim b'akravosam. That all goes into that thing. Now let's look at the Gemara. What was the bizoyin kachim? The ksiv, gam b'terem yakdiru mesachelev, ubo nara koyein, v'omar lisha zeveyach, t'no bosar litzlois lakoyein, v'lo yikach mimchar bosar mevushel kiyim chai, Vayomer elov ish kiter yakti renu kayoy machelev. Wait till you makter it. Vekach lecho kasher ta'ava nafshecho. Omar loy, and the koyin said back, ki ato titen, give it now. Vim loy lo kachti bechazoke. Vati chatas an orim gedolim oires pnei Hashem. Ki niyatsu ahanoshi as minchas Hashem. So, I'm not sure exactly here what's...
He says that they took the basar before that Thursday morning.
Right, they used to take it. So it was like a... But what is the bazillion episode?
It's right, they took it too early.
Yeah.
You can't eat your own food before the Mizbeach.
Right. Not only you can't, but they were taking it, but Chazok it.
That's what Malcolm says.
Yeah. Maybe because he can't take it before. Yeah. Okay. Zog di Gemore. Zog di Gemore weit. Migdash Rishon mipnei Machor. A lot of Gemores, but this is the one of the first places in the Gemore. Mipnei Shloisha Dvorim. Shoye bo. Avoy de Zohar. Vigila Aroyitz. Vishvichas Domen. We all know this Gemore. Zog di Gemore. Avoy de Zohar. The Ksiv, because it says a pasuk in Yeshaya, ki kotzer hamatzo mihistoreya, my kotzer hamatzo mihistoreya, omer Rabbi Yenison, kotzer matzo ze. Why did he bring this? I don't know what this word matzo means. This situation, mihistorer olav shnei roim keachot. How do you touch those words? So the boss, what does it mean? V'amasei chotzora ki hiskanes. Omer Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni ki moter Reb Yonis laikro bochi. Omer, man diksiv bei koinis kaneit mei hayom. Noisin boi tzores to haimais. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the koich godol. He puts together the whole world and he makes it stand and it doesn't go down. And he's beheichol v'shchina. Nasis loy maseichol. Maseicha means he'll hide and there'll be an avodah zarah. Zara. So there's almost going to be a friction. Just like if there's two wives, there's a competition. So too, he'll create a situation where you'll feel a competition of the avodah zarah. And that would be the... Right. It was Bochi. So therefore, I don't know what this has to do with this koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we have to be ma'ayin in the mafarshim. So therefore, that's the raya. So the Gemara, even the second was the Gila Arayas, the Ksiv. Vayim Hashem Yan ki Gavu Benoy Siyam Vatalechna Netuyos Gorinu Mishakreis Einayim Holoich Vetofoy Tulachen Over Agleim Tachzeno. So therefore, Yan ki Gavu Benoy Siyam Mahalchis Aruka Betzad Ksara. So she would take a shorter woman so she could stand out as a taller woman. Vatalechna Netuyos Gorin. So your mahalchas bekoyim eskufa, umishakri seinayim do yimalavin kuchla. They would make themselves look that way. Neim holoich v'toyfef telachno. So your mahalchas okev b'tzad goydel. So they would walk in a way that it would entice. Uveragleim tachzano merabitzuk. So your meviyos moir v'afarsimon umanichos b'manaleihem umishagias etzel bachuri Yisrael boyatois umatises aleihem. Umachnisim b'hem yetzahara ke'eres, like a poison, b'chos. Oh, arichus. Yeah. So the Gemara, shvichas domim diksiv, v'gam dam noki, shofach, mena shahar b'moid, asher mole as Yerushalayim pe'lepeh. So it was all this thing. So it's not clear. What do you do with all the stiras ha-gemaras? The Gemara says in many places, different reason. We learn from different psukim. So it's mashma goes on the bayis rishon. Everyone knows that Gemara in the Dorim. So what is the pshat there? Because if they would have learned Torah with a fire, with a gishmak, it would have protected them from this. That's one pshat. Today say a pshat there on the bottom. What would be a pshat? Many, many different pshat. What would be... Let's see the Rashi. I don't see any other Rashi in Shas. I'm looking in the Likud to Rashi. Yeah. Okay, we'll have to see about this. Zog di Gemore. Avol migdosh eini. Shoy oiskim b'teiru v'mitzvus agmilis chasorim. Mipnei machor. It's a psadel appell of the Gemore's kash. What does the Gemore mean?
You just said that...
No, but I'm saying, maybe they were also... They were oisik b'tayr, but there was gil aroy shvichas damim avay dezore. I don't know, I guess. What's the motive? Shoy oisik b'tayr v'lasodim im achar. L'chav v'shalayim, right? And there was shvichas damim.
Who says there was?
Yeah, I see the Netziv. They bring from the Netziv in Meroy Mesode, Emor Lahamik Dovrim Bereshis. Shemotzino b'bayi sheni shvichas damim lahoy yizeh b'machsheves Israel machsheves mitzv shoy roi chaver meko ba'alocha. It would be a dim. So ba'zoy, what's the pshat that over here is not? So they were bigger tzaddikim. Yer Hashem, we just said before Yer Hashem. Right, I don't know. Maybe because if you have Torah, the oiskim b'teira, it would have been machape, would cover up the other averus, because we're not talking about real averus, we're talking about the subtle averus. Elo ma'izok di gemara mipnei shahoy seboy sinas chinam. So if there was a sinas chinam, so that's why that was worse. Now what's the word sinas chinam?
For a reason your person's allowed.
Yeah, for a reason you're allowed.
I have a very long note on this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the lashon of sinas chinam is even if there is a siba, it's still called chinam, because irak lerega kol oy over period of sinas chaveroi. A father doesn't. You have to see the person. So it's always called sinas chinam.
Minus everything else, we brought proof. We didn't have
a... Oh, where's the proof? So that's the big question that the Mefarshim ask. Who state the Sinas Chinam? So the Rishonim say, Shenirmas betchila in a pasuk in Eicha Eicha Yoshevador Eir Rabbos Yom Hoisa. Eva, that's a rumors in the pasuk, with Rosh Tevis, I don't know. Do they say a reason where the...
No.
Yeah, it doesn't say where. Before we brought Psukim. Here it's just Elomai. I don't know why they don't have, this should be a real L'lamdecha. Mem hei mem
vav. Chafetz Chaim says that's what's going to rebuild the...
Yeah, but there has to be some makar. Okay. L'lamdecha
sheshkula... Oh, you have the kamtza by kamtza, maybe.
Yeah. L'lamdecha sheshkula sinas chinam keneged shol shaveira.
Maisek ba kamtza by kamtza.
Oh, that's where the makar is. V'shoyim hoyu. Elisha, now the Gemara goes back. Elisha tolu b'tchaynam b'akodesh baruch. Each one thought he'll be the winner. Osim lemigdash rishon diksiv reisheo b'shoichat yishvoitu v'choyhaneo b'mechir yoiru u'nevieo b'akesef yiksoimu v'al Hashem yishayinu leimu aloi Hashem b'kerbeinu v'sov aleinu ro. Every person read the Chaim. Lafika Chovelem Akkadosh Baruch Hu Shalosh Grace Gnev Shalosh Shavei Shavei Yodom Shenem Alechem Beglachem Tziyein Sara Ticharish Shalayim Iyin Tia, it'll be completely destroyed. V'harabayis Lepom Ois Yohar Migdashrishim Lohoye Beisin Eschinem V'oksiv Migurai El Cherev Oyes Ami Chinu V'omer Ebeloza Elu Bnei Odom Shoichlim V'shoisim Zem Zeh V'doikrim Zeh Zeh B'chav Shalashoinem. You could act as a friend to somebody and you give him these jabs, verbal jabs. So Gemara, Ahi b'nesiyah Yisrael, have it. Deksiv zog v'hilel ben Odom yochel hakoil tamed loyma hi b'chol nesiyah Yisrael. Okay, that's the.